Test of Kislev, Sunday the 3rd of December, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Ahavas Hashem v'Yoso. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, L'ilu Nishmas, Gittel Bas Reb Azriel, Hertzke, Aleha Shalom.
Pleasure to join you this morning. When you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the order of the Rambam is not absolutely clear, but the primary mitzvah of Torah is how the Rambam begins the Cheshbon of Taryag Mitzvahs. And among them, of course, is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and that of Yiras Hashem, mitzvah Gimel and mitzvah Dalet. And if I were to ask you that what exactly are these mitzvahs, and how do you attain Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the answer is not necessarily so obvious. In fact, when you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, as opposed to the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, you see seemingly what is a stira gluya. The Rambam defines Yiras Hashem in Sefer HaMitzvos as schar and onesh. We have to believe, part of our Yikar Yamuna, that after all, that which occurs in this world, in Olam HaEmes, is not capricious. It is not random. Everything is with an exacting cheshbon. And therefore, part of our belief is that there is reward, there is punishment, and therefore, the Rambam writes, Yirash Hashem is Yirash HaOnesh. When you look in the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, you get a very, very different impression. The Rambam writes, Heichi HaDerech LaVosu ULiraso. What is the way that you attain Avas Hashem, Yirash Hashem? The Rambam writes, Kishiyiz bonein adam. You take a step back. You look at everything Kadosh Baruch Hu has created. That elicits a certain sense of awe, a sense of reverence. The Rambam cites the pasuk, Kamo Shamar David, Sama Nafshi Ledokim LeKelchai. And therefore, that will result in a sense of Yiras Hashem. The Rambam makes no reference whatsoever to schar, to onesh, but rather being overawed when one thinks of the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not Yiras HaOnesh, but that is Yiras HaRomamus. And it's somewhat surprising that the Rambam mentions each, one in Sefer HaMitzvos, one in Yad HaChazakah. One could address the question on two levels. A broad one, that what is really the approach of Yiras Hashem? The second, why is it more specifically that the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos mentions one, and yet the Rambam Yad HaChazakah mentions the other? Maybe both are absolutely true, but why is it the dual emphasis that you find within the Rambam's view? Perhaps one could suggest that the starting point as the Hagdara of Yiras Hashem, whether it's Yiras HaOnesh, whether it's Yiras HaRomus, is the Sugyam Sachim Adav Chav Beis. You know, the Gemara tells us that Rav Shimon HaMsuni, Vinami, Mabichemne Bamsuni was Doresh every S of Kol HaTorah Kula. Every S. Beginning with Sefer Bereishis on. All of a sudden, you get well into Chumash Dvarim. Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah. Rav Shimon Suni felt that, how can there be any ribui? How is it possible to equate in any shape or form Mora Basav Adam with Mora Shamayim? And therefore, incredibly, Rav Shimon Suni took a step back, turned to the Talmidim, Keshem Shemekablin Schar, Aladrisha, Kach, Makablin, Schar, Laprisha. Admittedly, I was wrong. If there's one case that this method does not fit, in such a case, that's an indicator. Torah Hashem Tamima. If one is Dorish all the Essen, there can't be an exception. And therefore, somehow he turned to the Amidim and said that Amelus, yes, but that apparently did not reflect the mito shel Torah. You can only imagine the abundance of drushes. Now, 1,000 times that the word es is used, from Bereishis until Dvarim es Hashem Elokecha Tirah, and all of a sudden, Mekabim Schar ala Prisha. All of a sudden, Rabbi Kiva disagrees that es is l'rabos tamidei chachamim. Es l'rabos tamidei chachamim. One cannot help but wonder that what was the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, and why was it that Rav Shimon HaMsuni was so perplexed? Why is that so difficult? Es l'rabos says tamidei chachamim. One could even pose the question the following way. Before you get to Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah, You have the parsha of Kriyeshma, V'yahavta, Eis Hashem Elokecha. Apparently, there's a ribui in Avas Hashem, but there's no possible ribui in terms of Yiras Hashem. The Marsha highlights as follows. What is Yiras Hashem? See, if Yiras Hashem is what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Yiras Ha'onesh, Ha'onesh. So how can you be Marbet Tamidei Chachamim? Es is the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. They also have the capacity of, in the same sense as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly not. And Rav Shimon HaMsuni apparently was assuming that is considered to be the beginning, the starting gate, the foundation of Yiras Hashem, Schar Onesh. How is it possible to attribute that to anyone else other than Kadosh Baruch Hu? Perhaps the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is exactly that point, that Yiras HaRomamos, Heichi Aderech Lavosu Lirasa. And therefore, in terms of Romamos, reverence, awe, true, obviously, a difference in kind between that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and that of Basar V'dam. But one could begin to understand that there is a ribui, that Hukash Kvodam, L'Kvod Shamayim. And therefore, apparently, Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that there are those dual elements that indeed are necessary. You know, if I were to ask that, why is it that the Rambam stresses one in Minyan HaMitzvos and the other in Yad HaChazaka, perhaps the answer is as follows. There's a beautiful comment of Hafla in Parshas Ekev, where he's bothered by the following. Yiras Hashem, a mitzvah daraisa. You know, mitzvahs daraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandates mitzvahs, no? And yet, the Pasuk says something seemingly unusual. Ma Hashem Elokecha, sho'ol mi'imach. Ki'im li'yira. Yiras Hashem is a she'ela. It's a she'ela. It's a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A request. It's an absolute demand. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu request? Shmira Shabbos, Esek Batorah. These are not requests. These are not discretionary. This, obviously, is considered to be absolutely vital. This is mandated by the Torah Hashem. Somewhat surprising that the Pasuk would say, Ma Hashem Elokecha, sho'mimach. The Hafla writes the following. Apparently, he doesn't reference these Rambams. But he writes, there must be different levels of Yiras Hashem. There must be a level which is atzivui, which is mandated, and then there's an element of a she'ela, there's an element of heibakasha. And therefore, the Hafla writes exactly this point, that schar and onesh is the starting point. That is mandated. That is absolutely vital. That is part of Ikari Emunah. But you know, kaviyachal, there also is a request, not a demand of Yiras HaRomamos, but to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is you perceive of Hashem. And therefore, Heichi HaDerech Lavasu Lirasu. And therefore, maybe exactly two tiers. There is the Tzivui of Yiras Hashem, there is a Bakasha of Yiras Hashem. If that's true, the Rambam is incredibly then meduyuk. That in Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah, the Chiyuv of Yiras Hashem, the Rambam writes, Schar Onesh. In Perek Beis Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam is not limiting himself to a mitzvah, Ves Hashem Elokecha Chatira, but Heichi Haderech Lavosu Lirasa. What is the idyllic way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The ideal is only Schar and Onesh. That is necessary, but that is the starting point. That isn't the finish line in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you understand very well, there the Rambam is going to speak about Sama Nafshi Lelokim Lekel Chai. And it's fascinating, when you look in the Rambam similarly, when it comes to Avas Hashem, you find that difference. In Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Gimel, the Rambam writes that, how is it the person attains Avas Hashem? The Rambam writes the following, Esek Batorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, no? Kriyashma, V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. The Medrash writes, Rei Maksiv Achrav, continue laying the Kriyashma, V'dibartabam, V'shiftecha V'esecha, Esek Batorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos. That is the tool in order to be able to attain Avas Hashem. And that Rambam, in Perek Beis Avochus Yisodei HaTorah, Heichi Haderech Lavos Lirasa, the Rambam does not focus on the Esek Batorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos, but again the Rambam writes, Kishi Yizbonein Adam. Take a step back, see everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, recognize Hashkochas Hashem, and that necessarily results in a sense of Ava. And therefore, again, seemingly a different track of Avas Hashem. The Ava, which is the Tzivui, is the Esek B'Torah in Shmiras HaMitzvos. But additionally, one has to recognize that Avas Hashem has to express itself in every facet of. After all, Masav Habruim, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And therefore the understanding, the appreciation of, that is considered to be what the Rambam writes, a hallmark of Avas Hashem. I would ask you that, what is the makar of the Rambam? Where do you see that Avas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim is made up of both elements? On the one hand, the Esek Batorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos, but also as the Rambam writes, Kishi Yizbonen Adam. Where do you see that both elements are considered to be absolutely, absolutely critical? Admittedly, just as I mentioned when it comes to Yiras Hashem, there's a difference in the Rambam. The term that we have in Sefer HaMitzvos when it comes to Avas Hashem is this is the Ava HaMechuyeves. This is mandated. This is absolutely essential. The Rambam in Yad HaChazak in Hilchos Teshuva uses a different term, the Ava HaRe'uya, an appropriate Ava, quite similar to the distinction of Hafla when it comes to Yiras Hashem. There is absolutely that which is necessary, which is vital, which is mandated, and then yes, there is that which is considered to be appropriate, the appropriateness of Kishi Yizbonen Adam. But what exactly is the source of the Chiddush of the Rambam? I'll tell you something which I think is quite simple, quite simple. When we think about Avas Hashem, when we think about Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, Kriya Shema, there's one place to look. Now, Chazal were Koveya Birchos Kriya Shema. Birchos Kriya Shema. And I'll tell you somewhat of a Chiddush. When you look in the Rambam, there's an amazing relationship between Kriya Shema and Birchos Kriya Shema. And I'll ask you the following. If you have a Sveika D'Araisa, so a Sveika D'Araisa is L'chumra, and a Sefik D'Rabbanan is L'kula, the Sugin Brachas, Chafalef, and elsewhere. If you have a Sveika D'Araisa, obviously, the mitzvah is repeated. It's just a Sefik Bracha is L'hakil. What about the following question? It's a case of a Sveika D'Araisa, and I'll give you the psak. You have to repeat the mitzvah. Sveika D'Araisa L'chumra. When you repeat the mitzvah, because of Sveika D'Araisa L'chumra, do you recite a bracha? Do you recite a bracha? If it's only a Safek bracha, so then, Safek bracha is l'hakel. But this isn't just a Safek bracha. This is a Safek mitzvah. A Safek mitzvah where the halach insists Sveika D'Araisa is l'chumra. Do I start from scratch, and therefore I perform the mitzvah b'shleimusa together with its bracha, or do I argue that no, that halachud v'halachud? Klape the mitzvah, l'chumra, the brach, however, that is considered to be l'kula. Let's assume, for example, a person has a safek in Birchas HaMazon. So you'll tell me, you brachos tavchaf. A person eats k'dei svia, sveika d'araisa, l'chumra has to bench again. I'll say, you know, I can be yotzi Birchas HaMazon minimally. I don't have to recite every word of the benching. Every brach is clearly that which is d'araisa. The Gemara writes the brach of hatov v'meitiv. No, that was a takana, which was significantly later. Now, when I go ahead and bench again, do I mention that bracha as well, the bracha de Rabbanan? The answer is, Machaber writes, yes. Because when you're benching again, you recite the Birchas HaMazon, Bishlei Musa. How do I view a Safek mitzvah and Safek bracha? As a single Safek? Or do I argue halachud v'halachud? The Rambam in several places splits the mitzvah from the bracha. You know, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis, let's assume, for example, you have a suffix regarding a mitzvah tzitzis, a suffix regarding a mitzvah seisha azman grama. You know the Rambam Shita. We perform a mitzvah of lulos hakashofar, and of course, we recite a bracha. Women, the Rambam Shita, perakimot hochasitzis, it's a mitzvah seisha azman grama, even though women can perform those mitzvahs, but they don't recite a bracha, in a mitzvah viyose. The Rambam writes a further chiddush, not only women. What about, the Rambam writes, more unusual, a tumtum and androgynous. Safek ish, safek isha. That's the Rambam, for a gimel of chasitzes. Do they have to be no to lula of sukkah, shok? Absolutely yes. Do they make a bracha? The Rambam writes no. The safek mitzvah is the chumra. The safek bracha is considered to be the kula. A further Rambam, per gimel of chos mila. A person has a safek regarding bris mila. Is this considered to be an orla or is it not? It's not fully intact. It's an orla kvusha. Is this a chiyuv of mila or is it not? You know what the Rambam writes? You have to perform the mila misafek, but don't recite a bracha because safek brachos lahakel. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudalit, Halacha Dalit, Halacha Shchita, you have a koi, a safek chaya, safek behema. Do I have to engage in kisui adam? Misafek, absolutely yes. What do? The Rambam writes, Mechase ve'eno mevarech. Kisui adam, yes, because sveka l'chumra. However, bracha, no bracha is recited. And that is the Rambam, Perek Vav, the Chasyantif, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. That's the Rambam. Shmini Atzeres is not exceptional. You have a suffix as to whether one is chayiv in sukkah or whether not. So how do you paskin in a suffix sukkah? According to the Rambam, you understand very well. The mitzvah must be performed, but no. Bracha? That's how the Rambam explains. Shmini Atzeres. Of Mesiv Yasvinan and Baruchi Lama Barachinan. You sit in sukkah without bracha. Exactly. That is not exceptional. That is the rule. That's the starting point. That a safek mitzvah is the chumrah, and a safek bracha is considered to be the kula. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid maintains safek bracha is the kula. But if it's a safek mitzvah, sveka derais the chumrah means you start again. And therefore the mitzvah is performed vishlemusa. And where bracha is recited, you don't argue safek bracha l'akel. A safek bracha, yes. Not when it comes to a safek mitzvah. That's the Ravid shita. The Ravid shita. What we do on Shmini Atzeres, those who sit in sukkah without a bracha, according to the Ravid, that's unusual. That's exceptional. According to the Rambam, that's the Shura Sadin. That's the normal. That's how you should start. No? You know, there's a stira between the first days of Yantif and the second days of Yantif. The first days of Yantif, Sveika Dioma, we always make a bracha. Shmini Atzeres, we don't make a bracha on Sukkah. What is the rule and what is the exception? That's the machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid maintains the rule is Yantif Rishon. Whenever there's a real suffix, of course you make a bracha. There's something unusual about Shmini Atzeres. What's so unusual? The Balamor, in the very end of Mesachas Pesachim, because you're going to make a bracha of Leishe Basukkah. A bracha of Leishe Basukkah means you're declaring that it is Chalamah, it is Hashanah Rabbah. That's Mizalzel, the Kedusha Sayyam of Shmini Atzeres. Because of Zilzel, you forgo the bracha. Because the Shura Sadin should have required a bracha. According to the Rambam, quite the opposite. The Shura Sadin, the starting point is Shmini Atzeres. Of Mesiv Yasvinan, Bruchel Marachinan. The Kasha is quite the opposite. Why typically at the beginning of Yantif, why in the second Seder, do I make a bracha on matzah, in maror, and all, asher galanu, all four brachos at dalet kosos? That's unusual. Why not assume that ainu mavarech? You know what the Rambam would answer? The sugi in Shabbos, and that is, that would be mizalzel, that day of Yantif, the Yantif Sheni. Imagine you have a second Seder, but I tell you, you know what? Don't make Kiddush. Don't make individual brachas at dalet kosos. Don't make a bracha on matzah. Don't make a bracha on maror. Don't make the bracha of asher galanu. I can assure you that that Seder is going to look very different, and the Yantif will look very different if people are not reciting the requisite brachos. But that's an amazing machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. How is it that one treats a suffik mitzvah and the suffik brachos? So what is the Rambam Shita? Four makoros, that one always splits the suffik mitzvah from the suffik bracha. One exception in the Rambam. One exception in the Rambam. Now the Gemara writes in brachos, Tav Chaf Aleph, suffik kara kriyashma, Safek lo kora, chose v'kore. We paskin, the kriyashma is daraisa, it's machlokis in the Gemara, whether kriyashma is daraisa, kriyashma is darabanan. We paskin, grabaloza, the kriyashma is daraisa, mechabrasim in samach of arachayim, and therefore, safek is lachumra, safek kara kriyashma, safek lo kora, chose v'kore, the Rambam, perakala feyachir gimel fochus kriyashma, umivarech, lefaneo lachreha. Kriyashma uvirchose. You read that Rambam, but you see the Rambam in context. It's stunning. No? The Rambam always writes, halachud v'halachud. One thing that you see clearly, yeah, a separate shir, this will require on birchas kriyashma. But one thing you see clearly, and that is that we don't view kriyashma as simply a secondary, an ancillary birchas hamitzvah, the mitzvah of kriyashma. It's similar to Birchas HaMazon in the sense that Chazal created a nusach of Birchas HaMazon. The mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon b'shlemusa is the benching that we have with all of its brachos. The Rambam maintained that Birchos Kriya Shema are not independent, but rather they are part of. The mitzvah b'shlemusa of Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema uvirchoseha. Kriya Shema uvirchoseha. I once suggested, ooh, Yerushalmi. And that is, the Yerushalmi Shita is that there is a problem of hefsik in Kriya Shema. If I recite part of Kriya Shema, and then I take a break and recite the balance of Kriya Shema, one would not be yotzei the mitzvah. Kriya Shema has to be seamless, bli hefsik. What is the shear of hefsik when it comes to Kriya Shema? I want to kedei ligmor eskulo, a suffix in Yerushalmi. What is kedei ligmor eskulo? Kriya Shema? Or Kriya Shema v'Yerchoseha? Is that part of the cheshbon of the shir hefsek? The shir hefsek. I would just argue, you see, according to the Rambam, that Kriya Shema v'Yerchoseha, that is considered to be part of. One could pass in the kula and a brach of alachilas matzah, but not when it comes to Birchos Kriya Shema. Birchos Kriya Shema. Why exactly is that true? One could suggest the following, that Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, how is it that one attains Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? How exactly is that true? What was that Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos? It was Esek Batorah Shmiras HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Yad HaChazal Kaperek Beis Evochus Yisori HaTorah Kishyezvonu Adam Masav Hagdolim Habruim. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. That's the tool. That's the tool. Birchas Kriya Shema is part of the mitzvah Kriya Shema. All of a sudden you begin, no? Yotzer Or, Vorei Choshech, Yotzer HaMa'oros, no? What does that have to do with Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? Yotzer Or. No? The answer is, Heichi Yaderech Lavosu Lirasa. Chazal incorporated that into, they embedded that into the Kriya Shema itself, as part of the mitzvah, Bishlemusa. That also is considered to be part of. Is that enough? Absolutely not. The Ava HaMuchyeves, the HaMuchyemes, Lilmud, Ulame, Lishmer, Ulasos, so the Kain, the Brach of Asolam, the Brach of Avaraba, both of those Brachos, that is the essence, that is part of the obligation of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, the Heichi HaDerech Lavoso, Uli Raso. And therefore you understand, I would suggest, that's the source of the Rambam Shita. If Chazal were Koveh, these are the Birchos Kriya Shema. This must be an inherent part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, of Yichud Hashem, of Avas Hashem. You know, one could even go a step further. Kriya Shema, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. You know, the Shita of the Ramban. Kriya Shema Daraisa is that Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. I'll ask you something more specific. What part of the Pasuk is Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? What part of the Pasuk? Shema Yisrael. What is Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? You know, when you look in Avudraham writes, Hashem Elokeinu. You look in Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Yud Zayin, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. Interesting. They emphasize different elements of a Pasuk of Kriya Shema. Perhaps that parallel. When we think about Hashem Elokeinu, the unique relationship that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is that expressed? Not in Yotzer Or. That's expressed in Lilmud, Olame, Lishon Lasos, Velakayim. That's our relationship. When we think about Hashem Echad, we speak about the unity, the harmony of that, I would say, is embedded in the sense of Yotzer Or, Varechoshech. That, I think, is something which is evident even in the Pasuk of Kriya Shema itself, expanded by Chazal, in Birchos Kriya Shema, and the Rambam, of Heichi Yaderech Lavoso, Uli Rasa. You know, there's a beautiful comment the Stipler has, the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, Birchas Peretz. The Stipler suggests, why is it that the Torah contains Milei Derishus? When you look throughout the Torah session, there's certain things that you absolutely must. But you know what? There's certain parshios that are discretionary. You may, discretionary. When it comes to the parshios of karbanos, certain karbanos you must. Other karbanos, an olas nedava, you may. It's an opportunity. There's certain parshios that obviously you must, but selected parshios. Mikra Hadin, Shachris Mincha, Achova, Tfilah Zarvish, Brachos Chavzayim, Mipasnag Rabbi Yeshua, that is a rishus. That is a rishus. Nazirus, not a chiyuv, a rishus. Hafrosh Hashtruma, a chiyuv, absolutely yes. Someone asks you, how much truma? You know what the answer is? Chita achas poteres esakri. 1 grain, mikra adin is enough. You're given discretion. How much truma do you want to give? Why does the Torah contain that which is discretionary? Why is that so important? To put it in different terms, I would express it as follows, that if this is vital to Avodas Hashem, let the Torah say you must. You must. Why should it be optional? Why should it be elective? And if you're going to tell me this is not as critical, why is it contained in the Torah Hashem? Why does the Torah have milei derishos? One could envision many different answers, but the Stipler writes the following. Because the Torah wants you to develop a sense of avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. How do you develop true ava? Ben adam l'chaveiro, ben adam l'makom. How do you develop a sense of ava? This is part of the answer. If a person in life only does that which he must, nothing more, nothing more. Why are you doing so? What, do I have a choice? There's schar, there's onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu demands, Kadosh Baruch Hu insists. I really don't have a right to refuse. That's my motivator in life. Serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu simply because of schar and onesh. It may be that you'll be quite medactic, but it will be very hard to cultivate a true sense of avas Hashem, avas Hashem. Now sometimes you can walk into a school, into yeshiva, everything is running like clockwork, you know? Everything is seamless. The rules for everything, you know? The decorum is impeccable. Superficially, it may seem like this is inspirational, but sometimes there's a downside, and that is that are you really nurturing a true sense of a passion toward that which they are doing? It's a balance. It's a balance in the Torah Hashem. You have to mandate. There must be, of course, rules and regulations, but there has to be milei derishos. A person in a relationship will only do for their spouse that which is absolutely necessary. Nothing more. Nothing more. That will reflect a true sense of amidav ava. Amidava by definition means reaching beyond, overreaching, not because I must. And you know what? Very often it's the milei derishos that reflect on the milei dechovah. You see a person going to Beis HaMikdash, not only is he offering the karbanos that he must, all of a sudden he's bringing an olas nadava. You turn to him, why you bring an olas nadava? You had to bring all these other karbanos anyway. You know what his answer is? I'm not serving Hashem only because I must. That this is an opportunity. An opportunity of these karvos. A person is davening with kavanah tzuma. Not only shachris and mincha, but mariv as well. But don't you know tefillah service is rishus? Well, that's the Rambam kfar nogu kol Yisrael. No, that's our universal practice of being so meticulous when it comes to tefillah service. Achirish Reb Chaim, perikir of elchos tefillah. That it remains a tefillah rishus, but that's our greatness. That each and every day, we daven a tefillas nedava in order to demonstrate tefila is an opportunity. It's not just simply an obligation. That's how you cultivate the sense of amidas ava. All of a sudden, I want to provide the kohen, and I give him an abundance of truma. Don't you know the Gemara Chulin Chita Achas, Poteres HaSakri? You only had to give 1 grain. You know what the answer is. I'm not just giving the kohen because I have to uproot the Nisr of Tevil. I'm giving to the kohen because I revere Avodas HaMikdash. I appreciate the role of the kohen. And therefore, how much you give, the Torah didn't directly mandate, but rather discretion, discretion. Milei derishos are a vehicle, a tool toward Avas Hashem. And that reflects even on the milei dechova as well. You know, we always don talis, tefillin. There's a difference between talis and tefillin. What is tefillin? The Gemara is brachos, daf yud aleph, that tefillin is a pe'er. It's an adornment. Pe'ercha chavosh alach, l'pasuk in Yechezkel. Rachmanu letzana avol b'yom rishon. He's not allowed to adorn himself. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. Tefillin is an adornment, an adornment. What exactly is talis and tzitzis? Tosfos writes, Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel. That's a beged of avdus. A beged of avdus. That's what Tosfos writes. Chosam sheltit. Tosfos writes, when a person is an eved, you wear a certain type of clothing to identify yourself. I am an eved of. That is talis. That is tzitzis. You know, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, we're an eved, but also a ben melech. And therefore, the talis and tefillin, that convergence, we wear the pe'er as a ben melech, but we recognize that we're an eved. We're an eved Hashem. Lo kein avdi Moshe, v'chol be'sinem anu, to be an eved Hashem. Yismach Moshe matnas chelko, ki eved ne'man karasala. However, there seems to be a certain paradox, a certain irony. When I think about an eved must. An eved doesn't have a right of discretion. When I think about malchus, now a king, a prince, you can discern, you can make decisions. There's a certain built-in irony, a certain paradox. Now, a person comes over to you. Do you have to wear tefillin? The answer is absolutely yes. Categorically yes. What about tzitzis? The answer is not a clear yes, no? What's the answer? You know what? You can opt in. You can opt in. If you wear a beged of dal kamfos, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. But you know what? Mikar hadin. Are you obligated to wear a beged of dal kamfos? We embrace that opportunity. If, then. But if a person doesn't wear, they're not. They're not. A paradox in the following sense, that Tosfos writes, Menachos Mem Gimel, that tzitzis is a beged of avdus. Tefillin, the Gemara writes, malchus. But tefillin is mandated. And tzitzis, you have to take the first step. That, I think, is a very, very important yisod. Kadosh Baruch Hu demands in Avodas Hashem that you see yourself as a ben melech. The privilege of Esek Bator and Shemir Samitzvahs. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyocho requests that you see yourself as an Eved Hashem. If a person will say, why are you an Eved Hashem? Why do you devote every moment to the Torah Hashem? If the answer is only because you must, only because you must, that's incomplete. The answer has to be because you cherish that relationship, because of that opportunity. You have to opt in. I chose to wear the beged of avdus, and now, necessarily, I'm chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yeah, it's an important, important conversion, important confluence, an important mesh of these two streams. Mili dechova, to recognize the shiva that we have, the Torah Hashem, but also to recognize the opportunity that tzivui and sefer hamitzvos, schar, onesh, esek patora, shmiras hamitzvos, but the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the ava haruya, the discretion of heichi aderech lavos lirasa, the mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Skar Nonesh, but the she'ela of Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shom Imach, Kim Lira, to recognize that one could strive for that relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bezves Hashem, we should be zoche, to be able to embrace both aspects of Avas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem, but not an Eved Machmas Docha, an Eved Machmas Simcha, Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko Kiednemen Karasim.